Welcome to the Well-Spoken Word Podcast. Our mission is to coach developing leaders to speak with clarity and confidence. Now let's join host Mark Stafford and your speaking coach Dave Arden as they tackle the shackles that hold you back.
Hey there, this is Mark Stafford, and I'm here with your speaking coach, Dave Arden, and we want to welcome you to the Well-Spoken Word Podcast. Now, today, Dave, our focus is on the well of the well-spoken word, and you know, you like to kind of play with words here, and so we understand that the well is, well, of course, it's what it means, it's done well, but also Jesus refers to himself as a well. Explain to us this wordplay a little bit, Dave.
You know, I love wordplay. English language, you can do so many fun things, so many twists, turns, and nuances. So when we're really praying about the direction and the title of the podcast, the well-spoken word just had a nice, really ring to it. But the well is Christ. Christ is the well. He refers to himself that way with the woman at the well. If you knew who you were talking to, you would want living water. And I'm that living water. I'm that well. I'm that source and the root of really who you are of creation and really certainly of your voice. And that's really where we're anchoring into. How does Christ speak through us? How does Christ engage with us in our relationship with him? How do we be filled with his living water?
Yeah, because ultimately, if you are a speaker in a religious context, in a church or in a ministry, it is really about being an empty vessel that Christ can speak through, but yet at the same time, you speak with your own language and with your personality, with your nuances. It's a complicated thing of allowing the Holy Spirit to speak through you. We even see that as the scriptures were written, that they're not written like the Holy Spirit was taking the hand and writing, you know, verbatim, but really was written through the personality of the authors. And I think there's something to say there about how we speak, that we speak through our personality, but yet we're still speaking for Christ. It's complicated, right?
It is. Jesus marveled. You know, I had a pastor years ago made a phrase that God does not mumble. And I love that, Mark, because that's true. But we do mumble. We do struggle. We have a hard time getting words out. I know I do. A life struggle, but the Lord's an example to us. Psalm 29, 3 and 4, the Lord thunders over the mighty waters. The voice of the Lord is powerful. The voice of the Lord is majestic. You know, Jesus spoke, the New Testament says, as one with authority. Revelation, we see a picture of glorified Christ, and his voice is like a mighty rushing waters. There's just a flood of power, joy, authority, and peace that comes through the Holy Spirit. When we're speaking in ministry context, absolutely, or when we're witnessing, or when we're even in maybe teaching or in a business role, allowing Christ to flow through us.
Yeah, I think that there are a lot of things that tend to get in people's way when they're allowing the Holy Spirit to work through them. I think one of them we talked about in the last episode is just listening to God, that they're not really in tune with the Holy Spirit, that they're kind of walking on their own. Maybe they're doing ministry or they're doing life in their own power, and it's not really, you know, it's just not really flowing through them. I think that there's some other issues we've talked about in the first episode. We talked about the fact that some people try to speak like their favorite teacher, like their favorite motivational speaker, and it isn't really them anymore. Or maybe they don't really know what they're trying to say. You know, there's an old saying that says, let's see if I get it right. It's a fog in the pulpit, a fog in the pew. I don't know if you've heard that saying
it's
before.
It's so true.
That sometimes if you're not totally sure what you want to say, just trying to fumble through it when you're behind the platform or behind the podium, rather, that's not really the right time to try to figure that out. I think you manuscript, you know, pretty carefully. Yes. I think through it really carefully. And so, Dave, what would you say to somebody who's struggling to find their voice and struggling to communicate with their personality and to communicate with clarity and to communicate the words the Holy Spirit would put on their hearts? That's complicated.
It is. Thanks for the question, Mark. Jesus really is our example that Christ knew who he was. You know, he was very deliberate. He knew his mission. He knew his purpose. He knew his focus. You know, I must be about my Father's business. I've got a fire to light. I'm pressed until it's kindled, right, to bring about redemption of humanity. So when he spoke, he was very clear and very confident. I am the way. I am the truth. He talked about I'm the light, I'm the bread, I'm the resurrection. So Christ really boiled down his words in a very strong, capable platform. And Christ ultimately knew his calling, what he was called to do. And so much of our authority and our confidence comes out of a clear calling. I'm called to reach inner city Chicago, or I'm called to Albuquerque youth. I'm called to seniors in Montana, Billings, Montana, right? So having that clear calling, having that clear desire to do what God's pointing us to do, then really gives us the peace about and the understanding about, okay, how do I best communicate in my context to the people who need the help the most?
You know, I've often heard it said that the Bible is powerful. It's like a lion that's just ready to be let out of the cage. And
Yeah.
I like that. I like that analogy, and that sometimes I can get in the way of the Bible because I want to bring in my, I don't know, I want to bring in my own thing to it, my own wisdom to it. But really, the Bible in and of itself is what brings me great clarity and great power, because the Bible is more powerful than we really realize that it is. And so I guess the question being this, Dave, how can Jesus help to bring clarity and understanding to both the speaker and their listeners?
Well, Mark, that's a great point. How do we know the will of God without knowing the Word of God? We see the words of Christ show us the priorities of Christ and the desire. What was Christ's desire? Where did Christ spend his time? Well, he hung out with tax collectors and with fishermen and with everyday people who needed to know God, loved them, and God cared about them and equipped them to follow his plan. So, and really, that's our desire as a ministry, is to make disciples and to help reproduce Christ. So being able to be in tune with the Father and listen to the Father. Jesus says, I do only what I see my Father doing. What's the Father doing? He's restoring. He's reinvigorating. He's building a new kingdom, right? And so the Lord's allowing the Father to speak to him, to go to those places and go to those hearts and go to those willing people that are open and receptive to the message. The kingdom of God is at hand. Today's a new day, and there's a new beginning for each of us in Christ.
Right. Well, you know, Dave, for some people, it just seems to come so natural. They have the gift of gab, they like to call it, you know. And for some of us, that is a little bit sickening that somebody can just stand up and just talk. I worked for a guy once who was a broadcaster before he was a pastor, and I never saw anybody who could articulate something so clearly at just a moment's notice, right? Well, not everybody can do that. I tend to stumble and mumble a little bit. And I tend to, you know, take my words and push them together, and I talk too fast, and sometimes I have too many you knows and ums. You know, we're all in process, mm-hmm. right? And we shared at the first episode that I had to get over a pretty major speech impediment as a kid. You've struggled with some speaking hiccups along the way. What advice would you give to somebody who says, you know what? I just don't speak very clearly, and the last thing I want to do is stand up in front of a whole room full of people and talk. What kind of advice would you give them, you know, if somebody stumbles and mumbles a little bit?
I love the question, Mark, that some people are so talented and so naturally gifted at speaking, they can sneeze and start a business or sneeze and lead five people to Christ. And yet I've always struggled. I've always grasped to be able to communicate well in a way like that. But I will say this, usually the people that are really strong at speaking or can play any instrument and pick it up aren't always the best teachers, because they don't understand the struggle. They can just pick up an instrument and just play whatever it is that's out there, right? But somebody who has struggled, or somebody who's right. been taught and kind of self-taught to speak or to play the piano, they tend to be a better teacher, a better coach. And so for that person that's out there struggling, hey, where do I get started? Coaching is vital. Just getting in that relationship, a close relationship with somebody who can speak into them, encourage them. We love the King's Speech movie. As an example of somebody who was really okay. struggling, who was okay. somebody who was needing a voice and somebody who couldn't get past himself. And it was a coach who came in, not a guy who had a great many degrees behind his name, but who really cared about the King, who really helped him to get outside his shell and helped mm-hmm. him get on his way and get a rhythm. And so that's what the coaching network is so important. And this coaching team is really vital, because it helps us to get in a relationship with someone who can say, I know, I realize the way you're speaking isn't just the words. It's coming from below. There's something in side of you. I like to use example of if you're driving down the road and you hear a truck that's got a missing sound or knock in the engine, what do you got to do? You got to pull over on the side of the road, pop the hood and start seeing what's going on. And that's really what's going on with our voice. When you're speaking and when others are speaking, we can hear, hey, there's something not quite right. So we got to pull them aside the road and pop the hood, so to speak. Hey, what's happening? What's really causing this tick in your voice? So that's key.
Mm. Yeah. Hey, you know what, Dave, it's probably time for us to run to a break. And we want to let people know about how they can get connected with your book and your ministry. So after this break, we'll come back and we'll talk a little bit more about what the Bible has to say about being a public speaker. We'll be right back.
Do you struggle to find your own voice or to speak with confidence in public? Do you need to grow in effectiveness as a speaker in order to become a better leader? If so, then the Chosen to Speak book and Chosen to Speak community can help. They have a mission to coach developing leaders to speak with clarity and confidence. Start your journey today by ordering the Chosen to Speak book, Chosen to Speak can be found on Amazon.com. Now back, Well-Spoken Word.
Welcome back to the Well-Spoken Word podcast. My name is Mark Stafford, and I'm here with your speech coach, Dave Arden. Now, Dave, I want to go right into this scripture. John 4:14, Jesus says this, "Whoever drinks the water that I give them will never thirst. Indeed, the water I give them will become in them a spring of water welling up to eternal life." So he's referring to himself as a well, right? And that he's the spring of water welling up. So how can we drill down into the well of Christ and speak with that same kind of refreshment and power that Jesus spoke with?
I think it brings, thanks Mark for the question. I think when we're speaking, we're either lifting people up or bringing them down. We're like that well of renewal, of refreshing, or as the scriptures say, life and death is in the power of the tongue. So for Christ to flow through us, we really need that relationship, don't we? It's that deep, abiding, close relationship. Jesus says, abide in me, remain in me, and my words, let them remain in you. And as we meditate, as we dwell, as we steep ourselves deeply in the presence and the word of Christ, then it naturally just comes out of us. It's a natural thing. It's like you pour a, you know, jug of water into a cup and it just overflows. And so how can we do that? Well, we have to empty ourselves first. You alluded to this on another show, but if Christ is going to fill us, we have to empty ourselves of ourselves, our pride, our fears, our insecurities, and really get close enough to Jesus to understand the Holy Spirit and the Word of God, that water, right, wants to come through us and fill us and then flow through us and come out of us.
Right. I think it begins with the study of the scripture, because as we read, we meditate on, you know, his word, on the parables, on how Jesus interacted with others, we can really begin to understand not only the words that Jesus said, but the heart behind those words and what Jesus was trying to get at. I think it also has something to do with prayer. You know, as we develop a consistent prayer life and we seek guidance from the Holy Spirit, we can get a better understanding, maybe a more core level understanding of what the Bible is trying to get at. Have you found that to be the truth?
Yeah, the word, Dave, is vital, right? Let's talk about, where does our confidence come from? It does come from spending time with the Lord, time in the word. But there's several things. You know, are we living the word of God? Do we own this, right? Is this part of our lives, right? Do we have that message resonating with us so it's flowing out naturally? Do we practice and live out and really understand really what we're trying to communicate and coming across? So there's a number of factors that goes in. How much time are we spending in the word? Are we doing our homework when we're preparing a lesson? Are we doing our homework when we're working on a business plan? Are we just flying by the hip? So, I mean, not to say there aren't times to fly on the hip and be spontaneous, extemporaneous speaking, if you will, is something we can talk about more, a different thing. But if somebody's really going to teach a lesson or share a business plan or testimony or speak at a school, right, they really have to have a depth of understanding what they're teaching, spending the time with the Lord and really even practicing. So when we get out front, we're like, it's natural. And that's what's the trick, right? Or when we're speaking, does it come across natural or forced?
Right.
And people can tell the difference.
Right. You know, one thing you said that I thought was really important back, I think on the first episode of this podcast, you said that when you're speaking, you should practice how you're speaking in just everyday language. But I think in this case, it's really, I mean, it's cliche to say to practice what you preach, but at the same time, it's really hard to motivate other people to a pursuit of Christ when you're not really doing it yourself. You know, a big part of being able to communicate, you know, clearly in a ministry context is really letting the Holy Spirit flow through you in a way that he is unhindered. And certainly there have been some people that have made some really dumb decisions that basically brought their speaking ministry to a stop. I'm sure you and I have both seen that sort of thing over the years.
Right. It's not just teaching less, Mark. Speaking is casting vision. One of the most difficult things, and we'll get into this in future episodes, of leadership is casting vision. And casting vision means, where's the there? Where are you leading us? Where are we going, pastor? Where are we going, teacher? And so to be able to do that, that pastor, exactly right, has to be bought into that and has to sacrifice himself for that cause. And nobody's going to sacrifice as much as a leader is. But I like the example, pastor says, hey, we're going to do a youth outreach down at the park. But he doesn't really listen, doesn't get any buy-in. And when it doesn't go well, because the pastor really isn't even sold out necessarily, because the pastor may not always show up or support that well, what do people say? Oh, nice. I'm sorry, pastor. It didn't work out. Maybe next time it'll be good. So to lead well, we have to sacrifice. We have to be committed. We have to be in tune with the Lord and the calling and get her done. And then as we set the example, others say, oh, okay. If Mark's going to do that, or Dave's going to do that, or my pastor's going to do that, then yeah, count me in. I'm there. We're looking for a leader to follow.
Yeah. Well, yeah, because, you know, ultimately it's not just about speaking well, but being a great leader, and some of that in a ministry setting especially, but even in the business world, it comes from a heart of service. You know, and when a leader of an organization, when the leader of a company really has a motive to serve others well, and they have a genuine heart, a genuine desire, not just to be profitable or not just to be famous, but to, you know, invest in the well-being of the people around them, then it becomes a person who is a lot easier to follow, you know? That was the thing about Jesus. I mean, Jesus was a great speaker, but ultimately he had our eternal souls in mind. You know, he really wanted our best interest. You mentioned the book by, am I getting this name right? John Ortberg?
Yes.
His book on soul keeping. He talks about referring to the soul as like this deep spring. Tell us a little bit about what you learned there from John.
Yeah, well, John Ortberg, one of his best books is on soul keeping, and he really goes into the whole language of the soul. What is the soul, right? The soul is the seat or the spring of our life. It's that part of us that refreshes, renews. He uses the story of a man who kept the spring of the town up in the mountain, just kept it well, kept, you know, leaves out of it, kept limbs out of it and dirt out of it and things. And it fed the town with sparkling water and life. And then one day they laid off the well keeper up the mountain, the keeper of the spring, cool, if you will. And the town turned to junk because the water coming through wasn't pure, wasn't clean, wasn't refreshing, and wasn't renewing. And so this is the challenge in speaking. This is a challenge of leadership, right? Is what's coming from within coming from a good place? Are there leaves? Are there limbs? Are there trees in the way they're keeping me from being and reflecting, you know, the goodness and the love and the grace of the, you know, of the Lord? Or can they really see Christ?
Yeah. Let's press into that a little bit, Dave, about how we keep ourselves in a fresh and unpolluted place. I mean, first of all, what do you think the role of like your personal relationship with Christ plays into keeping yourself from a fresh and unpolluted.
If it weren't for Jesus in my life, Mark, I just got to give the Lord some credit here and some praise here. To me, for years, as I've shared with you, it'd be laughable for me to even do a show like this because I've got too much insecurity, too many distractions. I don't even like the sound of pausing for years. I don't like to listen. So the Lord's had to shape me and grow me. So my walk with the Lord and Christ in me has been huge for me and helping me as I'm focusing, helping me as I'm preparing, getting rest, abiding. I mean, the busyness is the enemy of the soul, right? Dallas Willard loves to talk about that. But getting in a restful place, getting in a quiet place, hearing that still small voice of the Lord, then we're able to go forward with his words, with his power, with his confidence in and through us. And so that's the struggle. And that's why we need each other to encourage each other and to give feedback off each other. Say, hey, Dave, you know, maybe you need some rest. Mark, every year for 2 weeks of the year, I'd like to get away and rest and renew. And in fact, we're about ready to go, my wife and I, out of town just to refresh and renew ourselves. So getting away, spending downtime, and just getting in a place of receiving, being still, and renewing our mind, and renewing our heart, and renewing our soul is vital to good speaking.
Well, let me tell you one story I thought would be helpful. I used to have this intern, and after every time he got up, he was in a worship context most of the time, but he had a number of jobs he did. He did some worship for me. He did some tech work for me. He did some speaking and some teaching. He's trying to learn how to be an associate pastor. And every time he'd do something, he would come up to me and be like, okay, I need some feedback, man. How can I do better? And you know, for a 20-year-old kid to come up to you and have that kind of humility, like, hey, how can I do better? What did I do wrong? Man, that was like, whoa. And I would tell him, I'd say, hey, you know, I think these things went really well. And I think next time you need to work on this, this, and this. And he was like, all right, man, I'm on it. I'll work on it. And having that position of really seeking to grow and having some humility and being open to feedback and constructive criticism. And that all being in the context of a relationship that, I mean, he knew I was for him. And you know, I went on to recommend him, you know, for some other jobs in the future. And I felt really good about doing that because I knew that he had a teachable heart, that he wasn't just faithful and available, and he was those things, but he was trainable, he was teachable, and he really respected the things I had to say as a person in authority over him. So, hey, with that being said, Dave, I guess I'll open up to you. Have you seen that be the case, that as people are trying to seek the Lord and they're trying to hone their skills, that, you know, is that something you found is really helpful in connecting to Christ, connecting to the source. Well,
humility is the heart of Christ, right? The heart of the character of Christ. Christ himself says, you know, come unto me, I'm humble and gentle. It's the only time he refers to a character quality, speaking of himself, about humility. Now, he does say in Revelation, right, I am the gate, and he talks about other specific things in the scriptures as well. So yeah, humility is vital to our cause. We've got to have people that are willing to come in and check their pride at the door and say, I want help, I need help, and help me to grow as a speaker. Now with pastor and leaders, especially in the church, and this is where we're running into a sacred cow, if we can use that term, Mark. Unfortunately, a lot of times pastors are like, oh, I got this. I'm good. It's hard to find pastors that are in that realm of really being willing to sit down on a weekly basis and sit before. Andy Stanley is a good example that sits down on a regular basis, or like at least I know he did for years on Monday morning. Okay, tell me what was good and what wasn't good about that message. And that's so key for growing and leadership and growing and speaking. Have a consistent coach coming back to us on a regular basis. This sounded good, but you got to work on this. And for me, it was too many words, too quickly. And my speaking coach is telling me, you've got to slow down. You got to throw on the brakes and you got to work on your everyday language. And that was a game changer for me.
So Dave, tell us how people can get connected with you as a speaking coach. If they want to be part of the Chosen to Speak ministry, how can they get connected with you?
Well, Mark, we have a network of coaches. We have men coaching, we have women coaching, we have coaches in Kenya, we have coaches in different parts of the world. And so really want to encourage you to go on our website, chosentospeak.com, hear some testimonies, hear some stories, and also contact us at contact@chosentospeak.com. That's contact@chosentospeak.com.
Well, Dave, it's been fun talking about Jesus being the source, Jesus being the well, and how we can stay connected with Christ. Hey, my name is Mark Stafford, and this has been The Well-Spoken Word.
The Well-Spoken Word podcast is a production of Chosen to Speak Ministries. Learn more about Chosen to Speak at chosentospeak.com.